What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to the Viking Age Podcast, the official podcast of thevikingage.com. My name is Chris Shad. I'm a writer for the Viking Age Zone Coverage, Bring Me the News, and the Brookings Register. My co-host is Adam Patrick, managing editor of the Viking Age, and we do this every Monday with a late week episode right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. We're also in podcast form on Apple and Spotify the very next day, but however you consume us, make sure you rate, comment, like, and subscribe, so you never miss a new episode and we can spread the word to the masses. Well, Adam, I always joke about this time of year as don't get arrested season. And we had a player get arrested last night. On Friday. The news dropped last night on Sunday. But technically, it got reported last night. That's our number one topic, obviously, for the show. Jordan Addison arrested for an alleged DUI in California. According to the California Highway Patrol, Addison was found asleep behind the wheel of his car, blocking a lane of I-105 last Friday near LAX Airport. He was arrested on suspicion of DUI and released at 1:36 a.m. on Saturday. And the Vikings issued a statement saying they were aware of Addison's arrest and are gathering information. Now, I do want to point this out right away before we go too deep into the weeds here, because a lot of it here, DUI and DUI in Minnesota, is alcohol. Like, that's the thing. I just was checking X before I jumped on here, and Ben Gessling was on KFAN and said that Addison may have been under the influence of marijuana, which is legal in California, and DUI falls under that umbrella in the state of California. His quote, which is thanks to the Purple Persuasion account on X, I think the point you made, though, about DUI is a good one in the sense that the arrest report does not talk about BAC content. If it was an edible or something and not alcohol, that's legal in California. So that may change all of the nature of this, too. So if it's alcohol, I think the precedent for that is 3 games, and the optics of it obviously are really bad at the moment. So with that in mind, it's still a really bad situation. It doesn't look great after what happened a week ago. So, I mean, how do the Vikings handle this in your mind? I guess, you know, there's two different umbrellas here. I'm calling an audible here because I'm not really sure where to go, or like, if it's this, there's this. If there's this, it's this. It's kind of become a more complicated situation than what we had last night, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I think it really just depends what it is. And I don't know if we'll ever find out what it is or what it was he was suspected to be using or on or anything like that. It doesn't sound like it's 100% alcohol. And I never thought that it was, because typically, I think Ben Gessling mentioned, you know, there in the police report, there is something about a BAC, or, you know, it'll mention, you know, the car smelled of alcohol, or Addison's breath smelled of alcohol. And none of that was mentioned in the police report or the news article that first reported it. So that leads me to believe that it could be weed. It could be, you know, it could be other medications that he might have taken. that cause you to be drowsy. Either way, like you said, it's not a good look. I would say that thankfully this happened on an off ramp, like an exit ramp to the airport. And if anyone knows anything about LA traffic, doesn't go fast. It's pretty standstill, bumper to bumper throughout the day. He was probably going to be fine in his car, whether he was awake or not. But still, like, it still puts yourself in danger, like, to just be in a lane, not awake. And I believe even if you have been drinking or doing any substances, cops can just arrest you on suspicion of DUI if you are asleep at the wheel and say the keys are still in the ignition or it looks like the car was on recently. They can still arrest you for that. Which could be what happened. Maybe he got super tired because he was out the night before at the Netflix receiver premiere, which he was with Justin Jefferson and wide receivers coach Keenan McCardell. They were all there. And of course he went to USC. So he's probably seen some people out there, but then it seems like, cause he had a camp in Minnesota, I think this weekend. And he did that there. So it seemed like he was probably heading back to the airport to catch a flight to Minnesota, which I'm guessing he missed, and had to reschedule that. But yeah, it's just not a good look, like, especially after the speeding incident last year, especially after his teammate Kyrie Jackson was just killed in an auto accident, a week ago. It's just not a good decision. I think the Vikings have to have a serious talk with Jordan Addison, who I think has now jeopardized his future with the Vikings. Because maybe he'll get the fifth year option, but at this point, I don't think it would be worth any time or point to, for the Vikings to invest in like a long-term contract in Addison based on his behavior so far. It's possible that he can clean up his act the next years and stay out of trouble. Maybe, things will get better. But at this point, I think, his future with the Vikings is very much in doubt, at least after his rookie contract ends, if he is able to reach his rookie contract. Because based on the first year and a half, it's fair to have doubt that he's even going to be able to finish it without the team, saying, that's it, we gave a lot of chances and letting him go. So I don't know what the team does. I think they'll probably wait on the league to do whatever they need to do. Maybe they fine him or whatever for now, just for putting himself in that situation because it was avoidable. But yeah, it's not good. It would have been a bad look whether, Kyrie Jackson was killed or not. Just training camp needs to get here. they got to get them in the building, and Kevin O'Connell's got a lot to talk about to everybody, because there was some stuff about Justin Jefferson that came out today, and everyone about him, he has a kid now, or he did have a kid, but it was officially ruled by a court in New Jersey or whatever that he has a kid. So he's got another responsibility with that. But like, I don't know, the offseason needs to end like very soon for the Vikings, because it's getting Chiefs-esque at this point.
Congratulations, Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, I was wondering that too. I was gonna be like, congrats, because I think it was like a judge determinant through like paternity tests, so it wasn't even really like he was fighting for it. I guess I don't know the details of the case, so I don't want to put my foot in my mouth, but yeah. I saw the report. Some tabloid reported it, so who knows, even if it's true, but it probably is.
All right, so
I guess, got a roommate, right? Because he lives on his own, Justin Jefferson.
Oh yeah, the kid, you're saying? Yeah, I don't know that. Things might get a little more hectic for Mr. Jefferson, but
yeah, his I feel like his parents would allow it.
Yeah,
like, if you've watched Receiver, they seem like the people that would do that.
And we'll get to that in just a second. On Addison, I guess it all depends on what it is. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's a bad look either way because of what happened a week ago. I mean, there's a campaign in Minnesota, and maybe they have this in other states too. Like, if you feel different, you drive different. So yeah, whether you're drunk, you're high, you're whatever, just don't get behind the wheel. Right. We had the incident last year with the speeding, and he blames it on his dog, and I don't know if he was trying to catch a flight to see his dog or whatever, or just sleep in his bed that he advertised on this podcast back in January.
How fast it went.
We love all sponsors, by the way. I don't want to make it sound like not, but I don't want to say situation. It's okay if it was. Yeah, I don't want to, and I don't want to sit here and yell and scream like I was going to do. Like, if we did the podcast last night, holy shit, there would have been like, you chop some stuff up, and
it would have looked like Twitter.
Yeah, it would have looked like Twitter. just everybody jumping to conclusion. And yeah, so I here's what I'll say. Like, if you feel different, don't get behind the wheel. That's basically what needs to happen right now. Like, they need to sit down. They need to talk with Justin Jefferson. They need to be like, hey, this isn't okay. The speeding, the
Jordan Addison.
Yeah. Who did I say, Justin Jefferson? Sorry. We're going to be talking about him later. So he's still on the brain, but they just need to sit down with him and be like, hey, like you and I'm sure this will be in Kevin O'Connell's speech to open training camp. You guys represent the Vikings at all times. Like, you are a Minnesota Viking. If you're pulled over, it's going to be a big deal. If you have a paternity test come up with what it's a big deal. Like, you know, you just need to make better choices. And what frustrates me about this is that in that situation, you know, the Vikings have a number where if somebody's in that situation, they can call and they will come pick you up, take care of your car, do everything. No questions asked. I think it's actually an NFL like thing. Like, you call the NFL. Yeah. Like, call the NFLPA. You'd be like, hey, I'm messed up. I got
also an Uber to him is nothing. Like, the money that he's making, like, to get an Uber or a car service, like, you can afford it. It's pennies to you.
Like, there's no, what am I trying to say here? There's no downside to just getting, or even like if you have to leave your car and, like, you know, whatever. I mean, okay, you have to pay $300-$400 to get it back. I don't know. You make a lot of money. Like there's no downside to like calling for a ride or even asking, you know. In River Falls, there's actually a bartender that he gives out his number and he goes, I get off of work at midnight. If you need a ride, call me. I'll come pick you up. Like, you know, it's very easy just to say, hey, do you know somebody that can give me a ride? Do you know, like, I'm in a problem. The other part of this, like, if it is alcohol, this is a Vikings problem. This is a big Vikings problem because I think a lot of people have mentioned this. Wes Phillips was popped with a DUI last November. And a couple days after that happened, the Vikings had a keg stand celebration in the end zone. Phillips's punishment also was a 2-week vacation after they had all their draft prep done. Yeah. So he basically got a trip to Club Fed. Yeah. Like, I just, you know, if I'm a player, I'm looking at that and going like, well, there's not really any penalty here. I mean, you know, it makes, again, like, I had everything mapped out, and the whole marijuana thing makes me want to tread carefully because, like, drunken driving is not okay. I want to make that perfectly clear. Driving under the influence of marijuana is not okay or whatever. It's just incredibly selfish. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why everybody's triggered here. Like, Jordan Addison could throw away his career if he doesn't, like, pull his head out of his ass.
Right.
Just to put it plain and simple. He should have had 1,000 yards last year if Jefferson and Kirk Cousins don't get hurt. A lot of beat writers have noted that he's been even better in OTA. So I think a lot of people were excited what he could do in year two. Now, you know, if it's alcohol, he's definitely looking at a suspension. Even if it's not, the NFL might come in and be like, hey, this isn't good. Here's one game. And that's a problem because your wide receiver three right now is 5'3" with an attitude. That's probably really bad, but I mean, people make mistakes at 22, but you need to grow the fuck up.
Yeah. Especially when you're a first round pick, you're getting, you got all this money. Like O'Connell said, you represent this organization. You know, the Vikings could probably even ask for some of his signing bonus back because I'm pretty sure, you know, he's breached his contract with an arrest. Might not breach his contract last year with the speeding ticket because it was just a citation. But with an arrest, you know, that could definitely trigger something. And yeah, might with the NFL, like, it matters what it is, obviously. Like you said, it could be weed or whatever, but it doesn't really matter. It's better that it's not alcohol, but I don't really know at the same time if it is, because it just, he's impaired, and that's what's the thing is here. Like, if you're impaired or you're getting impaired while you're driving, that's stupid. There's no other way around it. It's just not smart. I'd be a hypocrite to say if I didn't do that stuff when I was younger either. I don't even attempt to do anything close to that now. Just because I've two kids and too much to lose and all that stuff. But I can relate, but doesn't make it right. I learned from those lessons, and I feel like hopefully Addison can learn from his lessons, because if he can get back on track, he does have a bright future. You know, you look at someone, you know, maybe he's got to talk to someone like Chris Carter, whose career, you know, literally went off the rails, and his last chance was with the Vikings after he got cut by the Eagles, because he, you know, I think he had a cocaine problem, he had a drinking problem, and he got his life back on track, and he turned into a Hall of Fame wide receiver. So maybe he needs to talk to someone like that. Maybe he needs like a mentor or something like that. Maybe he needs to be roommates with Justin Jefferson, who, you know, a lot of us believe that he's, you know, pretty boring at home and just stay home and just like plays video games and chills, watches film. So maybe he just needs more of that, like Justin Jefferson leadership, to be like, hey, dude, like, it's fun to like have fun and party every now and then, but like be smart about it. So I don't know what the Vikings plan is to do. Hopefully it's a good one. But yeah, like Kevin O'Connell, you know, a lot of people complained about Zimmer's culture that he built while he was there, but this stuff did not happen.
No,
I feel like this stuff has happened way more frequently in O'Connell's short time with the team than it did during Zimmer's entire team. He had the Peterson thing at first, and he put his foot down was like, you know, they suspended him and they were like, you know, whatever, if you want to play again, you're playing for us. Like, you didn't care. If guys got DUIs or whatever, they were gone. I know, you know, I don't know if a first round pick has anything to do with Addison sticking around, because I'm sure if he, you know, was undrafted and he got arrested, he probably would be cut. But yeah, with Zimmer, like, he kind of had a no nonsense thing about this stuff, and it was effective. Especially because before Zimmer got there, there was some stuff similar to this happening. I think it was like Aaron Henderson getting in trouble for his own alcohol issues behind the wheel. And then, you know, the Vikings, I think through the early 2000s, led the NFL in like arrests and everything. And it seems like that kind of went away under Zimmer, and now it seems like it's kind of making its way back, which sucks. So hopefully they can figure things out, because it's not a good look and it's not safe. And you don't want another Kyrie Jackson situation. Like, I know that's grim and everything, but you don't want that to happen.
And let's point out, Kyrie Jackson was not the driver in that scenario.
Correct. Yeah.
We don't know. They say they believed alcohol, like that's perfect example, right? Right. A grim one, but the police said it. Hey, we believe alcohol was involved in this crash.
Well, Addison could have been sleeping, and some driver, maybe drunk or not, could have just ran into his car while he's just sleeping in there, and he could have died. So
that could have been,
there's that too.
There is that too. But like you said, my God, we just need training camp. We're like dragging ourselves.
We need to argue about kickers. We need to argue about kickers and guards, like, now.
Speaking of kickers, the kicking game in NCL, or excuse me,
I heard it's
college football insane. 25. It is pure chaos. It is pure chaos. Like,
is it like that on every skill level?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I was just on varsity because I want to, you know, just see it. But I mean, the kicking meter goes back and forth, and then you got to let it go at a certain time. And if you go too far, like, you just shank it. You like go Blair Walsh on extra points and whatever. I blocked a field goal and took it to the house in the first game I played. it is pure chaos in the kicking game, but it is super fun. If you're on the fence buying it, highly recommend.
20 minutes in, I expected that game to be mentioned a lot sooner than 20 minutes.
it would have been if it weren't for one of my professors, who was actually the hockey coach at River Falls, I took hockey coaching with him, and one of the things he mentioned
was to
do the worst. What's that?
That was a class?
Yeah, it was a class. Nice. It was a general I had to take. So I was like, I called hockey games. So I decided to take hockey coaching with him. And he said, do the worst first is like one of his rules to live by. So we took care of the worst. Now we can talk about the rest, including Justin Jefferson in receiver. Receiver was released last week. Justin Jefferson was in it, but it's not as much as you thought. First episode contained no Justin Jefferson, but a cameo from Randy Moss at the beginning. Jefferson made appearances throughout the next couple of episodes until he suffered that hamstring injury. And then he was in another episode from late in the season, and then we didn't see him at all because the last two episodes are about the playoffs, which the Vikings didn't make last season. So takeaways from Justin Jefferson on receiver. What do you got?
I mean, I think I kind of just mentioned in and a solution for Addison, but Jefferson's pretty boring for a superstar wide receiver. Like, he's like the least diva-esque star receiver I think I've ever come across. Obviously on the field he has his competitiveness and he wants the ball and all that stuff and he gets frustrated or whatever, but it seems like he gets more frustrated at himself more than like it's directed at teammates. They didn't show that part, at least. Like, it's whenever he would mess up or something would happen, he would like be talking to himself on the sideline, like, you know, get together or whatever. But he's just a typical dude who's now 140 million richer, and it's like, okay. And he, you know, he's really close to his family, which I think is good. And they're a big part of his life. And we got to learn that he is pretty tough too. Like, taking that hit in the Raiders game, I think we all knew it was serious because he was taken to the hospital, but I don't think a lot of people knew that he was spitting up blood on the sideline. And that was from a bruised lung, pretty much. And you know, he saw his mom freaking out like a mom does. So that was kind of scary. And he said like that was his first time in an ambulance, and he was like, don't want to do that ever again. But yeah, I think, and you see some of the elements too, where like he was talking about being injured and talking about how, like, you know, people in the media are saying like, oh, if he's injured and, you know, he doesn't have a contract now, then like, you know, what's the incentive of him, you know, getting back sooner? And he kind of just told the cameras, like, you know, nobody's going to keep me off the field longer than I have to be. It's not going to be contract related. Like, I think there's only really like one contract related comment from him, and it was like on the practice field about how, you know, maybe I could get a better chain or whatever with a new contract. And that was really it. He was just joking around with Kevin O'Connell. But yeah, like, his involvement, I feel like Netflix is probably like a little disappointed that he got hurt too, because they're like, cool, he's the best receiver and he's hurt for half the year. I thought like the Davante Adams stuff was way more interesting from his side, because him and Amon-Ra St. Brown are, you know, in wrestling, there's, you know, like the cerebral assassin kind of nicknames, and just like, yeah, those two fit that moniker. Like, they're kind of scary with how serious they get about everything football related. Like, off the field, they're normal, and they get on the field and they're just like, they want to like just destroy everybody. And then you got Debo and George Kittle, who are like, yeah, having fun and like playing around. And Kittle's, you know, wants to hit his coach in the dick and stuff. So like, it's very two different things. But no, I enjoyed it. And I was thinking, like, if you're a running back, you should be begging to be the next like position group to be featured on this show, to show how much running backs go through in the NFL. Because I think this show gives a good perspective of it, because like, some of the whole points of the show is like, receivers do and tight ends do so much more than just catch. Like, they got to know, you know, what inch of grass they need to hit in order to, you know, complete the play. They got to block people. They get hit probably harder than any other player on the field, because they just hardly ever get to see the hit coming. And yeah, so I thought a lot of that stuff was just interesting, because we just see receivers like, oh, they caught four balls, that's all I did, they're fine the rest of the game. It's like, nah, they kind of do a lot more. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with most of it. I mean, the whole idea of Jefferson skipping the rest of the season turned out to be BS.
Yeah.
He's sitting in the car, he's talking about it, he's like, no, people don't understand. I want to play. I don't want to tank. I don't want to do it. Like, I want to play. Right. And even like that Eagles fumble, you know, he was just beating the hell out of himself after that game. And even Kevin O'Connell's like, you know, I saw that, and you know, it's just how much he cares. So that's the type of player that Justin Jefferson is.
Also threw a fucking Eagles in there, so everyone, all Vikings fan, appreciated that.
Who did that?
After he fumbled, he was like, fucking Eagles.
Oh, like, that could be a good gif. But yeah. I also, you know, you buried the lead, because Kevin O'Connell is establishing a culture of fear. Maybe he had like, you know, just screaming at his things. Like, you know, when that came out, I believe I heard the whole, when the ball is in your hands, you have the organization in your hands type thing. I believe the first time I heard that was during a game. And I just imagine like Addison or Alexander Madison writing it on the chalkboard, like Bart Simpson at the beginning of the show, you know, but like, he was just like screaming at him and like everything else is like, whoa.
But it wasn't
have that side.
Yeah. So. And it wasn't he wasn't blaming anybody. He was just more like he sounded like a disappointed dad when he was saying mm-hmm. like, you guys are better than this kind of thing. And like, just get it together and fix it. No, it wasn't like, Madison, you fumbled. You suck. You're terrible. Get your shit together. He just, it's a team sport. So he made sure to just include everyone like, hey, we all have to get this together. So that's something that I found, like, people are like, whoa, Kevin O'Connell, this is great. This is amazing. And I'm like, yeah, but even him cursing and stuff, which people were like, oh, cursing doesn't make it better. Yeah, it does. Especially from Kevin O'Connell, who's like,
you know,
like,
how I feel about fumbles.
Yeah,
you
Mr. Know, glass overflowing.
It's a great question. I'll give you a game ball for that.
he's still giving out game balls from last season. but like, to see that side of him, I think a lot of people are kind of, it confirmed that he's a good coach for this team. And he'll, you know, if he has to lay in, if he has to bring Jordan Addison and be like, hey, shut that door, and he has to scream at him, that's what he has to do. But at the same time, he's gonna scream at him or talk to him because he's disappointed, not because he wants to put any blame on anybody or anything like that. He wants you to get better, and he knows that the Vikings were capable of more. They only lost by like a total of 7 points in the first two games, and they had like 6 turnovers. So that's mm-hmm. he's like, guys, we're right there. Just get your shit together. Let's go. So
I think that was the other thing too I kind of noticed while watching it was. And again, Jefferson wasn't on there a lot, but you know, Kirk was saying
it wasn't like Zimmer being like, yeah, the offensive line, they're pretty soft.
Yeah.
Was not that.
well, and I was saying too, you know, Kirk Cousins saying they were an ascending team, and then you kind of watch it and you go, you know, you see that play where Cousins get hurt and wow, that was it. That was the end. That was the end of Kirk Cousins. And like, we kind of knew that was a possibility when that play happened. But like, seeing it again, it was just kind of like, oh yeah, like it's kind of weird now watching that play back. But
and they didn't even have Jefferson talk about that in that show, which I was kind of surprised about.
Yeah, he mentioned it a little bit, like having to work with Mullins and Dobbs, but
yeah, but well, he talked to, I think, on Rich Eisen because he was asked about that. But in the show, like, that wasn't really addressed. They did show him sign the contract at the end, but like, there wasn't anything about Cousins leaving or McCarthy getting drafted in the show, which I don't know, maybe it's just because of the focus is on the season, but I don't know.
Another thing that I kind of texted you about, but you know how Josh Dobbs wasn't just demoted to second string, but to third string after that Raiders game?
Tried to kill Justin Jefferson.
When you put your star receiver in an ambulance, that'll happen. That'll happen. That'll send you right down the depth chart.
Yeah, it was bad.
Wrestler receiver, I want to go to a wrestling show with George Kittle. Seems like an awesome dude. Like, you know, we got our buddy Kenny 49ers. I've seen your comments, Kenny. He was saying trade Jordan Addison for Brandon Ayuk. I would not do that at this point.
Because, they can't afford
anybody. Yeah, exactly. You have to pay Brandon Ayuk. That's why.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's not a deal I would be interested in, but you know, George Kittle is a very likable dude, and you kind of feel bad because you feel the window kind of closing on the 49ers because Kyle Shanahan didn't read the overtime rules. you know, Debo was entertaining, but I felt like he was just kind of there. Davante Adams, oh my God, he complained about everything. Like, poor Jimmy Garoppolo. Like,
Was he wrong?
No. But Jimmy Garoppolo got thrown under the bus like Justin Jefferson got thrown into Marcus Epps' shoulder. Like, it was that violent. And I mean, like, by the end of the time the Raiders were on there, I just kind of like, okay, yeah, everything sucks, man. We get it. I also thought it was funny, too. He had a stomach ache right after going to Taco Bell headquarters. Like, oh, yeah, my kids must have gave me the flu. Nah, you were munching on like Cantina chicken tacos and everything else. And that's probably why your stomach is upside down. But
yeah, I mean, it's the Raiders. He wanted to get traded there. What, like, I don't know what he was expecting. Like,
so I saw this clip of a podcast, and Davante Adams was talking about like his last year in Green Bay, and like it was contract related. He's like, hey, you know, I'm only gonna make this much. I don't have guaranteed money. He's like, if you give me the money now, like, I will, you know, we'll just, I won't even care if Aaron Rodgers leaves. We'll roll with Jordan Love and everything. And he said the offer was $17 million a year. And he's like, click, we're done. Like, you know, if that's the truth and that's what it was, it's totally understandable. And at the same time, too, when you look at Adams, it's just like, well, I mean, you went to the Raiders because your college quarterback was there. Like, I mean, and that's like NBA stuff, but like NFL, there's so many things that have to work around it that, you know, it kind of gets.
It's okay to say you went there because you want to get paid. It's okay.
Yeah, totally. They were willing to give you the money. Green Bay was not.
Because some of those guys are like, oh, I'm running out of time, you know, before I can win a champion. Then don't go to the Raiders.
Well, and that was the other thing, too, with Adams when he was talking about the I measure myself on greatness in those contexts, those comments. But he was sitting there talking in the barber's chair and he's like, I was brought here to make catch passes and catch touchdowns and all this stuff. Like if he doesn't get his, the team comes back to him and goes, hey, your stats sucked last year. You're taking a pay cut or else we're going to cut you. Like he has a very valid point when he's talking about that stuff. So, I mean, him getting hospital balls from Jimmy G, you know, the coach sucking, all of that stuff. Like it does matter because that affects Davante Adams, who is getting up there in age, looking to get, you know, what his last contract or whatever. So, I mean, I see it. It was just kind of redundant by the end of the show.
Yeah. I think the thing that rubbed people wrong when he said that was because it came after like a win.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, nah, we won. Who gives a fuck? I didn't catch anything.
Poor timing. I got one more, I got two more takes at Chewy. Is John Brown just a more successful LeVar Ball?
Like,
he was all over that show, but
I have some comments on his parenting style that probably I shouldn't say on a podcast. So I'll just leave it at that. I think it was like the Thanksgiving clips too, where he has all these clips of like his kids working out or whatever. It's like, oh, Thanksgiving, no, it's just another day. We got to work out. And it's like, okay. It's like, I think the whole time he's like, we're going to work out so we can get to the NFL. It's like,
happens if you don't get to, I mean, yeah, it works.
Can they be kids? Like they seem so like even, Amon-Ra at this point in life, they just seem so robotic. Like they don't know how to like think on their own without, you know, I don't know. But Amon-Ra's girlfriend seems like she's got a good head on her girlfriend. Is it his girlfriend or wife?
I think so. She seems like a saint because I don't know maybe? if I'm at dinner with, you know, a significant other's parents and one of them starts a conversation in German and I don't know what the hell they're saying. I'm going like, okay. But
also, does John Brown not think anyone's ever discovered that Coke has caffeine in it? Like he's like, have a Coke. It'll give you so much energy. I tell them all the time, just try it out. Have a Coca-Cola. It'll give you so much. Yeah. Cause it has caffeine and sugar in it. Like,
yeah,
is it? Oh my God. Like, just give him a Monster or a Celsius and his brain will explode.
And I I did the mic. Yeah, I just you mentioning that gives me PTSD of like stocking the Quick Trip cooler and like seeing those monsters fly off the shelf. Like, hey, did you stock the Monster? Yeah, I just got done. Look, like somebody went in and bought like 20 of them. Like, Jesus Christ.
It gives you energy
again. It gives you energy to like slam five more, apparently.
Also, if a football player was like, yeah, I slammed two Coca-Colas at halftime, I'd be like, okay, so now you're dehydrated? Like,
yeah,
that's not a good idea at all.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure. Look, I'm sure they're good people. They seemed like really nice people. It just, from the outside, it just looks kind of weird. But like I said,
didn't their mom like force them to learn like German words before they could like
play knew another language?
Yeah, which I mean, beneficial and cool. Yeah. I'm just like, did they get to be kids? Like,
right? That is exactly what it is. Like, if they don't make the NFL, it's like, all right, you just lit their childhood on fire for something that didn't work. And
because there's been plenty of bad cases, and what Todd Marinovich, you know, back in the day, his dad was like grooming him to be an NFL quarterback and he got into drugs and everything. There's what, Baby Gronk right now?
Yeah, I was a Baby Gronk thing. Yes.
Like, there's some bad, like LeVar Ball and John Brown's cases, I feel like are not the norm where that actually happens. It's more often where like these people are like, oh, we're going to train you and you're going to make the NFL. And like most of the time, it doesn't work out that way because you're not letting this kid, you know, be a kid.
I still love Dan Campbell, by the way. Just want to bring that up.
Oh, like, but he's pretty gay. I was just going to say saying all this, tomorrow, me and I'm going to take my kids to the football field and we're going to practice 40-yard dashes. So they're 4 and 5, but they should get started now.
Why didn't you start when you're 3? There's that commercial. What is it? Steven Stamkos. And I don't know who the other hockey player is, but they have he's got like the kid in the carrier and he's like, he gonna play hockey? He's like, well, he's only 6 months old. He's like, oh man. And then he looks and like, there's this like 6-year-old on the ice playing with grown man. He's like, come on, Connor. And he like throws a check at him. And he's like, you better start thinking about college. That's basically what it is. Hey, last question I have on this, though.
Oh, boy.
Are there too many of these shows? Because by the time I got to episode 6, I'm like, all right, yeah, I know what happened, but yeah. I don't care. Yeah,
I understand that. I think these ones are harder to maybe be interested in because you know what happened already, like the season. Where, like, the Hard Knocks Giants thing that's going on right now, we know what happened, like the results and everything, but we don't know the details behind how things happened, like in the front office and everything. And I think that's what's been so interesting about that series, just because it's revealed probably more than they probably want revealed. So there are some stuff like that in this kind of show where like we get to see them at home, the players at home and everything, and see that like, oh, they're kind of normal people. And then some of the sideline stuff, but at the same time, they're not going to show any incriminating stuff. If they do go after a teammate or anything like that, they're not going to show that. Because it's what, Omaha production. So it's Peyton Manning and he's got deals with ESPN and the NFL. So he's not going to try and hurt those. I don't know. I'm still going to watch this stuff. Like, I just, because I find it interesting. I usually find stuff like this more interesting if it's a sport that I don't cover. So like, I really like, when they do stuff on like basketball documentaries or they do baseball documentaries, or like they have like, what's it, the Sprint Show or whatever on Netflix now, but the track, like stuff like that, I enjoy. And I think there's a hockey one coming out on Amazon or whatever, similar. But yeah, it's hard to stay interested in stuff like this because you're like, oh well, the season's over, so I don't have to watch the last 2 episodes. I already know what happened. Yeah. So that's why I wonder if like in the future they'll try and include more than just the season and maybe try and do some of the off season, especially if someone's in a situation similar to like Jefferson.
Yeah, just kind of how they train, how they get ready for the season, and
yeah, there wasn't a lot of that either. Like, because a lot of these guys, they train elsewhere in the summertime, so I don't know, maybe they need to do a Hard Knocks off season or something.
Hard Knocks Cancun.
They kind of already do that because every player has like his own YouTube channel and does vlogs for everything they do now.
Dak Prescott gets bounced in the playoffs and like they just follow him to Cancun for a week, just it's him just drinking his sorrows away. Just like,
I mean, people would watch.
Oh, people would watch. It would be spectacular.
They'd see Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan and Matt Stafford hanging out. And oh, what are you guys doing here?
Hard Knocks, the Sean McVay Vegas trip. Just Kevin O'Connell, yeah, Sean McVay, and Kyle Shanahan getting crazy in Mandalay Bay.
Do you think they'll do another position, a different one, or they'll stick with receiver or try and go back to quarterback? Or
cornerback sound, I'm trying to say no, it quarterback. Clearly. Yes, cornerback.
You think?
Seems pretty intriguing. I like your idea of running back. You know what? I said this before. Kicker would be very interesting.
Yeah.
Have you ever read Paper
Lion? That would be a lot of.
Is it Paper Lion? Is that the name of the book? I'm trying to. George Plimpton?
No idea. That would be a lot of sideline content because they get in the game like 3 times a game.
Right. Yeah, and maybe it would only be like
kicker a couple and punter.
Maybe it would only be like a couple of episodes because it would just be like.
Yeah, I think because it was running back, something like that, because those guys are on the field like almost every play.
And they get banged to hell.
Mm-hmm. And then they get paid pennies.
Yeah.
So
that would be a fun one to follow for like a full year. Like, hey, yeah, like, I'm Kyron Williams. Follow Kyron Williams last year. And hey, we drafted somebody in the 3rd round. you know.
Well, yeah, like what? Austin Eckler, he got hurt like midseason last year, and he still played. So it would have been interesting to see like kind of behind the scenes of like what he was dealing with on a weekly basis, kind of like what we saw with Kirk Cousins last year when he like, what, he hurt his ribs.
He's dealing with that.
Oh, Kirk Cousins.
Kirk O'Chains.
I miss talking about him every day instead of all the bullshit that the Vikings players are dealing with off the field.
Hey, you want to do one more off the field conversation?
Sure.
People are freaking out about J.J. McCarthy and Dallas Turner's contract. People are freaking right out? Now. Yeah. Nobody ever does that. It's not like we need to get to training camp or anything, so we have something better to talk. Apparently, I believe, what was it, Charlie Walters of the Pioneer Press kind of raised the red flag. I mean, that's the thing.
Guys, can we stop using him as a source?
Yeah.
Like, he's doing like a summary of like everything that happened during the week, and people are like,
I heard,
according to Charlie Walt, he's not reporting.
This is like quoting Sid Hartman, like when he was like 90,
yeah,
like pushing 100.
It's like quoting Peter King when he does his like weekly column, and it's like a recap of all the games. And it's like, according to Peter King, the Lions beat the yeah.
Mike Florio, I'm sure he'll jump on and be like, you know, the Vikings have a real problem. But like you said,
it's
Caleb coming. Williams and Ronan Dunze also haven't signed their first round contract.
And I think what's the Twitter account that Pretty Ricky or whatever? I think he came out today and was like, well, like I said, like I already reported, JJ's willing to hold out if he doesn't get what he wants in his contract. But I don't know. It's interesting because the values of the contract are already set. It's all about just like guarantees, and when it's all about like when they get their signing bonus paid out. That's pretty much all it is. So I think JJ McCarthy wants it all up front, which is I think what Drake May just got.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what Michael Penix and Bo Nix got it too. I think, but I don't know what Michael Penix got.
They said the reason players are asking for this too is because taxes could be radically different by this time.
I mean,
next year. So.
Do it, like, but at the same time, a team that requires a team to have that money to pay them now. I would assume the Wolves do have that money, but you never know. But Star Tribune's Ben Gessling, we talked about him earlier in the show about he was on KFan talking about Addison, but he also talked about how he thinks that McCarthy's deal and Dallas Turner's deal will get done before the rookies report on Sunday, July 21st, coming up. He just thinks like the deadlines spur results, and he thinks it's the closer they get, something will get done. Either someone will cave on one side or the other, and they'll get things done. But he didn't sound too concerned, and I have not been concerned because it's a rookie contract, and JJ McCarthy's not probably going to play week one. I know, like the Vikings would like him to be on the field as much as possible in training camp, but whatever has to get done has to get done. He's also been at the facility like the entire offseason. Like there was a video.
It's not like they don't know where to find him.
Yeah, there was a video of him like congratulating the like some girls' flag football team before they left inside of the Vikings practice field. So he was clearly already there.
You give those cake eaters your respect.
Yeah, and then. You know, he's been thrown at local high schools, Adam Thielen. So I think we're okay. I'm not too worried about him wanting to be there or not.
A holdout would be the dumbest thing ever on both sides.
Yeah.
Because like the Vikings, they want to get him on the field. I mean, JJ McCarthy, he knows his role, but he probably wants to start right away. If you're JJ, are you going to hold out 2 or 3 weeks to.
And it's not like he's going to not get that money.
Right.
It's just he might get some of it later. But you said like the taxes and stuff. But it's like if you play well, then you're going to make more money anyways. And that won't matter at all.
This isn't like back in the day, like Bryant McKinney held out until November because
you had to negotiate the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like there was no like once they put the pay scale in, like 90% of the work was done. Like, okay, this is it. You want a couple extra bucks. You want a couple, you know, you want to finagle some offset language in the contract. Knock yourself out. But this is what people make in these spots. And I think it gets done. It gets done within the next week. It might be one of those deals where they announce it the day before they're supposed to hit the field, coincidentally.
Like, yeah, and a lot of these things are like people being in town. Like maybe Rob Brzezinski or Kwesi's on vacation and they're waiting, you know, until Saturday or Sunday when people are coming for training camp and then they can just sign the deal. That could be the case too, where like people are just, you know, we have all this extra time. So it's more time to freak out about you know, nothing, and then freak out about important stuff like Kyrie Jackson and Jordan Addison. But like, yeah, this, I'm not in the least, I'm the same amount of worried about this as I was about Justin Jefferson signing his deal. I was never, ever, ever concerned about him not signing an extension, despite all the doubt that Mike Florio tried to cast on the entire thing. You know, they're going to get Roma Dunze, and they're trading out for Roma Dunze. So yeah, I'm not worried about it. And even if they don't get it done on Sunday, like, he's probably still going to be there. He can't practice. Neither can Dallas Turner if they don't sign it. But like, I'm not worried about it.
They're going to be fine.
They don't even practice that much in training camp anymore. They have like 10 practices.
If they aren't signed by this time next week, then we could freak out. Like, what?
Okay, Sunday? I'll bump it up to from 5% to 10%.
There you go. We can show a little more emotion. We can have a little more freak out. And
But Sam Darnold's under contract. Okay. Nick Mullins under contract. Okay. Yeah. Like Randy Moss came out today. You wrote about it, that he wants JJ McCarthy to start week one, but that's probably not going to happen.
Right. So. Yeah. I think I side with Kay Adams on that one. She's like, if JJ doesn't start, it means Sam Darnold's doing well and you're not forcing it.
I think he's got to do really bad for, like, people are talking about McCarthy being the third string now. I'm like, I don't know about that, because he's not going to really learn that much. You don't, and he's a first round pick. You don't make your first round pick third string unless he's like just really, really
behind.
He
could be third string on game day, though. So like during the week, they're probably giving him, but then again, you want your, but like, well,
you pick him in the top 10. He needs to be your backup at the very least.
Fuck it. Throw him in there.
He picked
Let's
him.
Let's go for it.
This isn't Jordan Love. He's not pick 25 or 26. You picked him number 10, highest pick you've ever spent on a quarterback ever. He needs to be your backup at the very least. He can quarterback 3. That would be a giant red flag.
Yeah. I don't.
Khaled Mond was he inactive for like every game?
But this isn't going to be like everybody's like Jordan Love, Jordan Love. Like, I don't want it to be like Jordan Love. They lit that rookie contract on fire.
That was Aaron Rodgers' fault, though. He had to go out and win 2 MVPs. I don't think they were planning on that.
Too. Yeah. Anyway, what's going on at the Viking age right now?
We're doing a lot of greatest ever lists. So I think Adam Carlson came out with the greatest offensive lineman in Vikings history. I'm going to do one on cornerbacks. We'll have receivers, all the fun positions. And then training camp rookies check in on Sunday, July 21st. And then hopefully all we talk about from that point on is football and nothing else off the field. Hopefully, but can't really guarantee that when it comes to the bike.
Fingers crossed, and people can see it on the screen, but where can people follow you on social media?
You can follow me at Adam Patrick NFL on Threads and X, and I will be one of the few people not tweeting about playing college football 25 or 24, because I do not have a gaming system. I don't, just because I have kids who drive me nuts. So not yet. Maybe down the road.
Until they come
I used
out
to. With, I used to have PS. I think PS3 is the last one I had, and I definitely had college football on that, so I did play that.
Stressed out parents, 25.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't sell as well as this game.
You'd be surprised. Probably.
Child services are at the door. Oh, no. Yeah. You can follow me at The Real Chris Shad, by the way. I'm on X and Instagram. I do a little TikTok, but I don't know. I'd stay away from that stuff.
X is kind of I don't know if it's possible. Well, a lot worse than it has been recently. I think we all know why. But
yeah,
it's a good time to, you know, if you can take a break from X for a little bit, go play, you know, college football 25.
Go live in my fantasy world until my own college football.
Yeah, have the is it a 12 team playoff now?
Yes,
they have been in there.
Yes, they do.
I am so curious to see how that like works in real life. That is a lot of games,
and it's once they get to December, it's going to be so. That day is going to be so much fun.
The student part of the athlete is going to disappear when the playoffs begin.
Yeah, they might take those finals a little early. Just kind of thinking, but that's all the time we have for the Viking Age podcast today. We do this every Monday with the late week episode right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. We're also in podcast form on Apple and Spotify the very next day, but however you consume us, make sure you rate, comment, like, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode and we can spread the word to the masses. For Adam Patrick, I am Chris Shad. This has been the Viking Age podcast.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.